Hi, this is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live. Want to give you an update on our listenership. Welcome, Algeria. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. USA, America. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Brazil. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Ireland. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Japan. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. United Kingdom. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Germany. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Canada. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. China. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Spain. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Egypt. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Italy. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. India. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. France. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Nigeria. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Panama. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Philippines. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Mozambique. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Czech Republic. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Argentina. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Belgium. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Russia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Singapore. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Ghana. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Mexico. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Sudan. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Australia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Morocco. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Syria. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Lebanon. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Netherlands. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Sweden. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Benin. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Guatemala. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Ivory Coast. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Costa Rica. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Gabon. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Colombia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Dominican Republic. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Puerto Rico. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Saudi Arabia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Uganda. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Malaysia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Taiwan. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Iran. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Peru. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Slovakia. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Kenya. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Portugal. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live, Switzerland. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. This is your podcasting host, Variety Chenevere. I am so happy that you all are listening, downloading, and streaming Akashi Media Podcast Live. You totally made my day. I am so grateful to be able to be in your homes and to be heard throughout the world, and I will continue to try to be as positive as I can and bring as much positivity as I can globally. Thank you so much. Keep listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live.
In the beginning, the land was pure. Even in the early morning light, you could see the beauty in the forms of nature. Soon men and women of every color and shape would be here too. And they would find it all too easy sometimes not to see the colors and to ignore the beauty in each other. But they would never lose sight of the dream of a better world that they could unite and build together in triumph. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Variety Shunner, Verified Kashi Media, Podcast Live. Today, I'm walking, thinking, meditating. I'm out and about today. I'm thinking about the conversation that I had. With a good friend of mine by the name of Abraham. And we were talking about names. Strong's names. Strong's. S-T-R-O-N-G hyphen S. Strong's names. Strong time. Strong numbers. I thought about my dreams that I was having and timelines. And I was getting these visions in my dreams of time moving fast and forward, back and forth, flipping back. In Hebrew. And I told him, I'm getting these dreams that's in another language of Hebrew. And I said in this dream, I knew it was God, the Father, Abraham, Father Time. It's the beginning of the alphabet. A lot of words that begin with A that are positive. And I say this is a posse. I said that this is Akashi Media, which starts with an A. Akashi Media Podcast Live. But now, this is Akashi Media Alive. Because A represents life. That's going to be my new Akashi Media Podcast Alive. Because I'm alive. And I'm not just living. And existing. I told you. I almost went blind 3 years ago. For sleeping in contact lenses. I moved from Las Vegas back to Los Angeles, moved to Santa Monica, met up with Dr. Wong, King Wong, in Santa Monica. He took exams, x-rays, right there on the spot, printed out my eyes, and showed me everything. All the doctors that I've had in the past since I was a child never gave me corrective lenses, whether they were contact lenses or glasses. And I started taking a vitamin. That was vitamin A, which is the number one letter in the alphabet. Ah. And what does A do for you? It heals the eyes. It stops blindness before it happens. And if you have a real relationship with God, Abraham, Father Time, Abraham can do a lot of things for you. He can give you a gift to see things before they happen with the third eye, because the two eyes you have may not be able to see. You might be dimmed like I was. Dimmed with light. And I'm about to go blind and lose my sight. But still in the midst of all of that, he gave me dreams to see things before they happen. In my own life. In past lives. And I believe in reincarnation. I believe that the conscience can remember the past. Abraham was talking to me about my friend, Yahweh. There's a lot of people want to do things their way. But I started thinking about the words, the letters, the names. I thought about how I had these dreams. And they were timeline dreams. And I said to the Lord, Abraham, I cannot read Hebrew, because what he was saying to me was in Hebrew. And my conscience communicated with him and said, I speak English in this lifetime. Can you translate? The answer, no. You know why? Because he said, I speak Hebrew. I spoke Hebrew to you, show Hebrew to you in your dream, and I spoke Hebrew to you when you were born in this lifetime and past lifetimes. That's the language I speak, and there is no translation. And so you go and learn Hebrew again. Until you can write Hebrew again. Until you can speak Hebrew again. And Father Time, Abraham, who created life, the living God, the Father Time, who gives time to life and timelines to give life, birth, stillborns, or death, is the father of all fathers, Abraham, the first, the last. No one before Abraham and no one after him. The Alpha Omega. I say Abraham because Abraham and I, my friend that I talked to on the phone, who's a big follower of Yahweh, and we looked it up, Yahweh even means Jesus. And Jehovah and other names with spellings taken from or added to, with a Y but a J you don't find in those times in the alphabet. But you do find you do find Abraham. Father Time. And we discussed about names and passages that said he won't know you because you never said his name. And I thought about how they preach in church, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You got to get to the Father first before there is a son or a daughter. And that's through Abraham. Father Time. Mother Nature. As well. It's always going to be a male and female for life. For life of a life. A-L-I-V-E. Alive. People say, I'm up. That's alive.
People say I came out of coma, so I'm not dead, alive. Starts with an A first. People say, oh, I just thank you for my life. Thank you for being alive. Having a life is what it means. There are many names that people use. There's a time period that I remember my spirit traveling. And the name said, the Variety. Variety, the spice of life. Variety is the spice of life. And I look at the news and read the news and hear the news and scroll through the news on the internet. And they're talking about how the water supply is going to be leaving. It's gone. It won't be long. Thought about food, and I talked about food, and we'll talk about food that has water, because water prevents you from being dehydrated. So if you have foods that you eat with water, it will help you stay hydrated. Dry foods keep you hydrated. Dry foods dry out your organs. It sucks up your water. So you have to replenish with water. Water is more important than blood. You need water. I had a man in a park, an Asian man, who told me, don't forget about the water. You need water to live. You need water to stay hydrated, not blood. So many of you talking about the blood of Jesus. Blood can carry bacteria and infections. Water cleans you out, keeps you nourished, and pushes out what's not supposed to be there. The body needs water. And the best next thing to water is oil. Because oil stands on top of water, but can lubricate what is in the body and help it flow and remove and unlock and unblock. Many people buy land, dry land, but they don't own their water. You need water. What you gonna do when these people are in the big time? Say we're gonna drown out the water, take all the water, and everybody gonna start having to drink blood. Just like we got them taking these vaccinations. They gonna have to suck on blood like a vampire. Instead of water. I made a decision already, I knew. Because I saw myself in a dream, in a vision, already I've been in heaven. And I was dressed in a nice robe. And on one of my birthdays, a voice said, "You didn't finish your book. Nicole Renee, writer, is your middle name." And I was a writer in this lifetime, in that lifetime, in heaven. What's done on earth is also done in heaven. And you best believe, there's some days God, Abraham, the father of time, does not want to be entertained. And he will say, "I'm not here for your entertainment." Stars of today, tomorrow, and to come. But a star comes from the light of the world. And we get here through the light of the world with water from sperm and eggs before we completely made with blood. We must have water. Plants need water. Flowers need water. We all need water. All living species need water. Doesn't matter where you are, find a way to purify the water where you live. Flint gave all this toxic water, but you have water, even if it's toxic. You find a way to purify it and make it clean. Whether it's chlorine or however you do it, make it clean. Because you need water to stay clean. You need water to wash up yourself. You need water to do any and everything there is in life. Water. You need water to clean off your food, your vegetables. Because there are foods from the ground that heal and not kill. There are foods that you can eat that will not turn into worms and maggots in your body. You need water. People celebrate Thanksgiving, the Last Supper of Jesus. And I look at that as well, and I say to myself, Abraham, he sacrificed animals and ate the dead of animals on his table for his Last Supper. He wasn't a vegan. He didn't want to eat any spinach, broccoli, watermelon, anything that had water. What he had on the table were animals of blood, not water. He had wine. Wine can carry some water in it, but it comes from the grapes. But he says, "Drink my blood. That's your sacrifice for his body." But I guarantee you, in the real time land, it's water. And Father Abraham is going to tell you to drink water. You don't think he's going to tell you to drink water? You think he wants you to just sprinkle it on top of your forehead? You think so? You go without water and see how long you live. You drink blood, see how quick you die. Blood from animals. That's what's causing cancer. Alkaline 9.5 water is good for you. It prevents cancer. There are foods that you can eat that has water substance in it. When you eat it, it changes into the form of water and it will keep you alive. 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 Ah. Hey. I'm gonna stop here and I'm gonna continue on. But remember, water, Abraham, Father Time, that's the name of the father. The president that set the slaves free was named Abraham. And there was another name, they said Amara. But Amara was before Christianity, but that's also close to being said Abraham. Someone edited. Stay tuned. Akashi Media Podcast, alive. Variety Shunavir.